Today's podcast is brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderroot. I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonderroot programming feature focused on the Walthall Artist Fellowship. Going into its second year, the Walthall Artist Fellowship seeks to forever impact the participating visual and performing artists by providing them with the necessary tools, resources, and community base to significantly advance and define their careers as artists. As the first class of fellows approach the end of their program and present their group exhibition, we wanted you to hear some reflections from the fellows themselves on their experience in the fellowship and beyond.
To be specific with the Walthall experience, right before becoming a member of a Walthall fellow in Wonderroot, I was a student at Georgia State University for MFA program. And then, so I was really focusing on being a really diligent student artist. I was really busy with working on preparing MFA show at the same time, working hard as a teaching assistant, and then taking all the seminars with my fellow students and then professors. And then, of course, I was preparing researching for my thesis writing. So it was very academically focused program. At the same time, obviously I was learning a lot about that current art criticism and then theories, and then of course that my studio practice regarding art making. And then coming to Walthall fellowship program, it was quite a different experience comparing to MFA program, because that the Walthall fellows, they are not just only visual artists. We had like two dancers, and then some video artists, some writers, and then some performance artists. So they are all combined artists, and then with broad and various background. And then the Walthall Fellowship was that more like a tour, like learning about how to create art community in more like a deeper sense, that of like a sharing and then serving as an artist to make maybe our society better. I cannot say what is really the meaning of the word the better, but somehow that there is some sense of that caring each other, and then always being conscious about what's going on in this community, or in the broader sense in this world or society, and then how we can react as an artist, how to be proper to act or to create art. I get to learn about, I was becoming very sensitive about, to kind of be conscious about, all those that goals. So it was really a meaningful experience for me to meet so many great artists. At the same time, a lot of more like a mature artist got invited, or like a art critic, or the gallerist, or even activist, they were invited to our program to talk about their experiences, and then so that way I get to see totally different side of that art practice. They kind of guided me to different world, different part of art world. So it was a great experience already.
Well, it's a professional development program, and I definitely feel like I really literally developed my professionalism as an artist. We met with all kinds of people, working artists, from all different ranges. We met with art advocates, lawyers, everybody that's within the art realm of Atlanta, and really it opens you up to this being a true career and treating it as such. I think a lot of artists, especially maybe out of college, I know this is true for me, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but I was looking at it more as this craft that I had learned, and learning to integrate that into a job or, in a professional capacity. I didn't really get the training for that. I just kind of had to make it up. I'd learned how to teach classes and to sell my work, but it was just a lot of trial and error. And being able to talk to people who have been down that road, and that they're not only willing but happy to impart, their experience to us, was huge to me. And it's changed a lot of the way that I deal with every aspect that I have to work with my art, maintaining websites, documenting all of my work, staying in contact with galleries, the myriad of aspects. It's been really helpful. It's really been eye-opening for sure in that regard. At the beginning, it was interesting because we were all sort of in the same boat. Everyone starts off as more or less we're all working artists in Atlanta, but we're all sort of at a kind of a base level at our career, and kind of wondering at a crossroads, sort of wondering which directions to take our work. And so that was a uniting kind of level of the fellowship. And then once we started to get to know each other's work a little bit better, is a really, our group in particular is really diverse. I mean, everybody, we've got performers, dancers, videographers, photographers, sculptors, painters, it's everything. And there's 11 of us, so it covers pretty much all the mediums. And finding out, the directions that, because we were all starting at the same point, but the directions that people were going was really fun and interesting and invigorating to me. I was able to, see somebody's work evolve, and you're kind of rooting for them because they were, everybody's starting at the same point pretty much in this race. And yeah, it was good. It was really exciting. And I think now that we're all working on a show together and really, kind of bringing that all back in to, the same room, the same gallery, I'm really excited about seeing all that work together and the culmination of what all we've learned and what all we've learned together. It's going to be pretty cool. The Walthall Fellowship has expanded my scope about what Atlanta has to offer to artists. It's really quite a bit, and I'm excited to be a part of all those different organizations. And as far as leadership goes, I mean, pretty much every single meeting we would be meeting with these professionals and different artists, and we always had to talk about our work. We had to introduce ourselves and talk about our work, and that for me personally has always been a little bit of a, you're kind of nervous about talking about your work, and especially to somebody who's, you know, kind of way above you. And I've actually, just by trial by fire, I've gotten really used to that. It's not a big thing anymore. And I'd be happy to, you know, if I found myself in a leadership role where I wanted to mentor somebody or talk about my work or Atlanta, you know, what they have to offer, I'm comfortable with it now, and I'm happy to do it because I see how much it can bring to the table for working artists.
My experience as a Walthall Fellow has been great. It is, it's made me grow so much just because being a dance artist, it's we're sort of forced in this realm of mostly visual artists. And at first, I didn't quite know where I fit. But I realized that, you know, we're all doing the same thing. We're all making art. And so that was sort of a revelation that came to me. Being from the dance community, we can, like, a lot of us don't consider ourselves artists. We are, but we don't say, you know, I'm an artist. You know, you ask someone who's a painter or a sculptor or a printmaker, what do you do? I'm an artist. You know, we say, I'm a dancer. I'm a choreographer. And we sort of live in this ethereal world that people are like, oh, okay, sure, I don't know what that's all about, but great. So just like taking back that I am an artist, what I have to say is really relevant, and it's just as relevant as something that you can physically take home with you, like a piece of artwork. It's just as relevant, and, you know, it takes just as much money, time, energy, so. In this experience, I was most surprised by how close, like, we got as fellows, and how I really feel like we can all, we're contemporaries, we're equals, we can all really rely on each other for help, for guidance, because we all are really strong at different things, and a lot of us are trying to push our art forms and our mediums. We're trying to work outside of what we normally work, are doing, and, just having that, like, support system has been amazing. Coming into it thinking, like, you know, we're kind of the, you know, we were the chosen people of our art form. And, you know, feeling like you have to, you know, be the spokesperson and be the representative. But then we develop this, like, really great sense of community. And it's like, you know, we're all the Atlanta art community. Looking forward, I think I'm most excited about bringing this sense of leadership. We've all sort of been given this great prize, and now it's time for us to sort of be advocates for not only for ourselves and for our specific art community, but for Atlanta and for, you know, for being the, you know, the forward thinkers, being the, you know, in a sense, the people at the forefront of, you know, a kind of art scene, especially the art scene that's involved, that's around Wonder Root. We got to meet some amazing people during this fellowship. You know, basically the cream of the crop, the people who we want to be, you know, in 10, 15 years. And it's just exciting to know that we're all on the right path and we're going to get there. We may not be able to make money through our art right now, but we're getting there. And just having that knowledge of that we are all doing the right thing and we're all deserving and we're all working hard and we are Atlanta, basically. You know, we're the, not to be arrogant or conceited, but we're like the, we are one of the many components that makes Atlanta really interesting. And so that's exciting to be a part of that.
This whole fellowship has definitely been a learning experience in many aspects. And from, one part is, of course, learning from arts leaders in the community. But another aspect to it, especially with the kind of roundtable discussions that we've had once a month, it's learning from each other. And it's interesting because I came into this fellowship thinking it might be learning about each other's artistic practice, kind of what they do in the studio. But as we got talking more and more, it was more about how we approach art, kind of more as a philosophy instead of like, well, this is what I like, sit down and do and like do on paper or whatever. It's more kind of like us talking about the issues we face and having so many different perspectives on that, all kind of circling around the same issues, was really great for me because it gave me the opportunity to think about things in different ways that I hadn't before. And I guess like from just being around all these great minds and learning about all the different types of artwork being produced here, it really is like a family, and it's really taught me just how supportive the Atlanta arts community really is and how collaborative artwork can really be, with still like having your own voice in there and whatnot. But it's just been a really great environment. And I guess the biggest thing I've learned is that community aspect to it. As far as personal growth goes, I look at where I started a year ago, where I was like kind of about to graduate with my undergrad and kind of taking those first steps at looking at life out of the school setting. And so I came into this arts fellowship being like, okay, I need that like professional push forward. And through this fellowship and just meeting with all these great leaders in the community and having different symposiums even like themed about like writing an artist statement or how do you get funding or what about public art and things like that, it's really made me go from a mentality of I'm just going to make artwork because it's what I do to, well, how can I make this a sustainable practice for myself? And it's really kind of giving me that gear to, I guess, kind of look at the big picture and really set goals for myself and make steps to make that all happen for me. So personally, it's like, okay, well, I need to do this and I need to do that. And it's made me more, I guess, focused and practical in my approach to art. Collaboration. When I was in school and even just kind of coming out of UGA, I still had that school mentality of collaboration where it was like, you're assigned a group project and it was kind of a division of labor in that, well, so you do this, you do that, and you bring all your separate work at the end, compile a paper, and collaboration. But being in this fellowship, it's really kind of changed my view on collaboration kind of drastically to where it's not about like, okay, you do this, or I thought about like collaborative art as like, okay, well, I'll do this aspect of like a piece and you can do that aspect. I was very, I guess, a physically centered collaboration view of things. To now it's just much more, I guess, of a flowing view of collaboration. As to like, you know, I think of the piece I'm working on now for this show, and I think about all these things that have influenced in me, and I realize it's from like all these different conversations I've had or different readings that other fellows have given me to like think on or ideas they've put into my head. And to me, collaboration is much more of all these like little conversations that I've been given or asked to participate in. And it's much more like joining this larger conversation of ideas and kind of that as collaboration, where it's maybe not me going up to someone and being like, hey, can you do this for my piece? But more like, hey, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee and talk about our practice or what ideas are you thinking of? And I think, you know, I think of like collaboration as also support for one another. So sometimes it's maybe going out and like getting a cup of coffee and not talking about art. And maybe it's just like talking about personal issues because you need to get those off your chest before you can like make your artwork. So I think collaboration has changed from being a physical, like work-centered thing to now I view collaboration much more as like relational and supportive.
I would like to go on the record as saying I have a cold because I just came back from the Walt Hall residency and had too much darn fun making art with 11 other people. But all in all, it was just a really good year, and Wonder Root and the Walt Hall Fellow Program is at the heart of a lot of that goodness. I graduated in May 2012. I got my MFA from Georgia State and finished up, and then I started teaching full-time, and I got an art appreciation gig at a little community college in town. And then I got the Walt Hall Artist Fellowship, and then I became a dashboard artist, and now the Mocha GA show is coming up, and I'm selling some work, and I'm making new work. And I would also like to go on the record as saying Walt Hall is at the heart of that. Is at the heart of a lot of that goodness from this past year. So in terms of new work that I'm making then, or how it changed me artistically, coming out of my MFA program, it was the sense of just being adrift in the world. I'm all by myself on this little raft in the middle of this ocean of Atlanta. And Wonder Root and Walt Hall grounded me, and it gave me a kind of track to pursue for the last year. And along that track, I'm finally producing some new work, and I feel like I'm not stuck making the same thing over and over again. Wonder Root and Walt Hall are at the heart of a lot of the goodness from 2012. It's just been good. The fellowship has prepared me to be a part of, I think, the Atlanta art community in a way that I had not been before. So I've been here for about 4 years now. I moved here from Alabama and from New Mexico. I was working. And even throughout my grad program, a three-year program, I never felt an integral part of the Atlanta art community. And now I do. I feel like this is my space. I think this is one of the things that Wonder Root in general does so strategically and so well, but also that the Walt Hall Fellowship does so well, is that I feel like I am I have an appreciated kind of role in Atlanta. I'm here, and people are glad that I'm here, and that's really nice. And I have at least 11 people who I know are all on my side, my other fellows. And not just that, but I feel connected in a way that I didn't before. I bought a house in 2012. That was a big move for me. And I would say that the fellowship and that house, they're on equal footing in terms of grounding me to Atlanta. They're both doing the same thing. Maybe the fellowship even a little bit more. I just feel apart like I did not before. And yeah, Wonder Root is at the heart of a lot of that goodness. I think what the fellowship did is meet each of us in very specific places. And it came to us in a way, which sounds very kind of hokey pokey, but it came to us at a specific time that each of us needed it for different reasons. I needed it because I was feeling adrift in the world, and it gave me a kind of plan to follow. And it also rooted me here, which is what I've been looking for so long. And I think some of the other fellows needed it for other reasons, to develop their work or specifically for professional connections. Or to feel a part of the unit as well. So I think the fellowship, the next crop of fellows will be, they'll probably be drastically different, but as well, it will meet them where they are, and it'll be meant to be. Whatever they need, that's why they're here. And I hope they also feel connected. I think we talked about this a little bit, the CSA interview that we did. I want to live in a place where artists are a vital and integral part of that space. And I know that the fellowship is doing that. It's raising artists or growing artists who want to stay here at least for a little while. At least they feel connected to here, and this becomes a special space for them. And I love that. Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've spent the past 8 months thinking a whole lot and stepping away from my studio practice and really working on relationships and the development of thought and figuring out what my next step is and creating the foundation for a new body of work. So what I am just now starting on, I think, is very different from everything I've done before, though very much related, but I don't think I would have fostered that that ideation without being given the time to really just let things foster on their own. That's abstract, but new paths, lots of thinking. I think that our group was just really special, and I think that there was a diversity to our thought and our practices that led to a lot of growth and teaching. It's maybe non-specific as to like how that was actually imparted, but with that, I feel like there was just a lot of sharing and caring, a lot of solidarity, and more than being able to pick apart everything that I've learned, I feel like there's just been an overall development of relationship and of group thought. And something I've personally been processing is having a difficulty in sometimes asking for what I need and having this magical encounter of being a part of this group where I don't even need to ask. We just are there for one another in a really organic and rare kind of way. Going into this, I didn't really know what it was. You know, I'm like, I'll just apply because it sounds like it's a good thing. And I think because people are all different and groups are constructed differently and how space is shared, you know, you're never gonna really know what it's gonna be like. And I think every year, as the program itself is solidified, it will still be, you know, partly unknown what the potential is, because we're all people, you know. And I think the group dynamic for that reason is so important. And I love being the first. I love that we are a motley crew. We are like scrappy and like awesome together, and it's really random and it fits in so many ways that, you know, I wouldn't have predicted. And I like that surprise of like, hey this works. Through this fellowship, I feel like it has given me a sense of purpose. And in relationship to what you asked about potentially being a future leader in the Atlanta artist community, I think programs like this, it's not just about developing your career. It's about establishing a sense of accountability. You know, I was just invested in, you know, Wonder Root invested in me and 10 other artists. And it's not about the self alone, you know. It is about this larger movement. And you know, something I would take away or recognize when we're in these symposium and we're meeting with these really amazing people who are, yes, great for our individual careers, but it's also recognizing that we're in this relationship together, that this is like an organism of a city, of an art city, and we're all parts to it. And it's not just what am I taking away, but how can I foster this relationship? Because that's how sustainable development is created and what can be grown out of that. So I think looking forward, just I owe it to Wonder Root. I owe it to everyone who's advocated for me to be as active and engaged as I can be. And, you know, that being both based on, like, my personal career and just the activism of this movement.
Those were 2012-2013 Walthall Artist Fellows In-Kyung Chun, Michael Clapthor, Corian Ellisor, Rachel Stoker, Bethany Collins, and Andre Keshin. Music was provided by Walthall Artist Fellow Rachel Stoker. And for more information on this program, please visit wonderroot.org and under Programs, click Professional Development. Today's podcast is brought to you by MailChimp. MailChimp proudly supports the mission and vision of Wonderroot.